This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Once a bum, always a bum.
Take me to the Reaper Man, pay back what was stolen. Help me send a motherland, write it off the store.
Oh. Hey. It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. WOR 710, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio studios down in Tribeca, New York. With us is JFK Mike.
I don't have to make yes, yes, as they say in Pali.
We have John McDonough, the captivist.
Hello.
And special guest in the studio tonight, Malachi McCourt. Okay, Malachi now has his own show on WBAI. If you are a New Yorker, you know who he is. He's been in movies, the Molly Maguires, the January Man. You ever hear of soap operas nationally? Ryan's Hope, Search for Tomorrow, One Life to Live? One Life to Live? One Live for Life?
Whatever you like.
He hasn't been on any of them.
I just did it for the money.
Well, here's a little known fact. In 2006, Malachi announced that he would seek to become governor of New York. And he ran under the slogan, "Don't waste your vote, give it to me." And he promised to recall the New York National Guard from Iraq, to make public education free through college, all right, and to institute a statewide comprehensive sick care system. You got over 40,000 votes. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Not too bad at all there, Dave. It's grand to be here. It's grand to be anywhere at the best of times. And back here on, it's been quite a while since I've been at the WOR microphones. There were days when I used to pop in at frequent intervals with former colleagues like Joan Hamburg and Bob Grant.
Get off
and
my
Batty
phone,
Gray.
You jerk! Sorry.
And also, I did some fill-ins as well. Arlene Francis was on. And I'm going back there. Pat the McCanns, Patricia McCann was here as well.
Did they have tinted windows back in the day?
In vehicles. Well, I think, you know, what's happening now is that tinted windows will be tainted.
Yes, precisely.
If you just have a bowel movement, you have a tinted window, and you get a taint. A ticket. Don't they give you a ticket for that, David?
Actually, the governor just signed a new amendment to the vehicle and traffic law, and if you have tinted windows in the front, you will fail your inspection. You will not pass your inspection. That's for all vehicles, folks. Now, where else do you get information like this except the Taxi Dave Show?
Right here. Why are tinted windows tainted?
It reminds me of a poem I once knew. The amendment, okay, is only for the front windshield and side windows. Basically, when law enforcement pulls somebody over for an infraction, and if they can't see him, they don't know if the gentleman, you know how they tell you keep your hands on the wheel? They can't even see into the car. So it's really a safety issue on that level. And a friend of mine showed me the test that he uses right now. He's an NYPD officer. And one of Malachi's sons is a retired NYPD. What he does is he'll take a license and put it behind the window. If he can see the license, it passes the test. If he cannot see the license, you're getting a summons. So, folks, get rid of those front-tainted windows if you're going to go for inspection this year.
What if you put your hand in, David, and you don't get it back?
Well, that's underhanded.
If I may chime, I've always said that anybody who's a convicted felon should not have tinted glass in a car. If they should not own a car with tinted glass if they're a convicted felon. Maybe that makes me a horrible person. I don't know. That's my opinion.
What if you have tinted windows on your bicycle?
Actually, bicycles are another story. In fact, tonight we're going to mention Accessoride. We'll mention an article in the New York Post about causing traffic by design in Manhattan. Taxi rates on the door, the 12-hour rule, license plate covers. You know anybody with license plate covers? Well, you're in for a rude awakening. And recalls, as usual, and toll cheats. So we have an awful lot to cover here. As far as bicycles goes, City Bike is going to expand. But before I get into that, I really have to yell a little bit about something. John, just tell us the gist of that story in the New York Post.
Well, we've been reporting here on the Taxi Dave show about the traffic in Manhattan. And even last week, I told her I was driving. I felt like the city was closing in on me, and I didn't want to sound paranoid. And then, lo and behold, on Friday, the headline in the New York Post, "City wants to drive you mad. Traffic is hell on purpose," said official. And in the story, they talk about how, by design, engineers are designing Manhattan to create traffic so people will not come into Manhattan, where you have the byproduct, and then no one can make money. No one can make the deliveries. No cab drivers can do pick up and drop off. The city is insane what it's doing right now. Bike lanes, bus lanes, concrete mediums. They said the traffic agents now are not directing traffic but giving out more tickets.
But why was this actually done intentionally?
Oh, yeah. They talked to sources, the New York Post, and said they're designing it to frustrate drivers coming in. But you know what? There's a great way of getting around this, and Mayor de Blasio has found that out. You take a helicopter. So what does he have to worry about getting around the traffic on the BQE? He took it from Prospect Park to Long Island City. I commend him for that, because you don't want to be on the BQE.
No, definitely
so
not.
He wants me to be stuck in traffic, but he could take a helicopter. This is a great way we run things in the city.
Well, maybe everyone should take helicopters and charge
the
city.
Well, yeah, No, put That's up a right. helicopter lane now, and then we'll take another lane away from us.
They might be cheaper than Uber.
So, we can't make left turns. One lane is taken away. You have
can't
a dedicated
right
bike lane. You can't get on the bike. You can't make right turns on 23rd Street. You can't make right turns on avenues. You can. You have the bus lane. So if you drop off or pick up, the law says you must make the next right turn. Even if you drop off or pick somebody up who wants to go straight, you have to make a right turn. How stupid is that? They don't want to make the traffic flow. They want to cause enough chaos and trouble so people give up hope. You know, and it's just not fair when you have a limited number of medallions and you have for a long period of time, and the other app companies, she'll remain nameless for now, just keep growing and growing and growing and growing. So traffic is almost stagnant. Their vehicles are bigger. They can have any vehicle. We are told you have to have this, 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 and half of them, by the way, have to be accessible. The app companies, they don't need one accessible car. What do the app companies say? Ah, the hell with the disabled. We just want to get, we want our 30% on everything. Let's just get those cars out there. Whatever the drivers want, we don't care.
And well, I don't know, again, about how, if private cars, with the exception of, well, not private cars, but automobiles, the exception of those used for public transportation, those used for hire, those for people with disabilities, if they were given carte blanche to come into the city and move about, and private cars had to pay an annual fee of something or other to come into the city. Private, just people who just drive because they just don't want to take public transportation of any sort whatsoever. I think that would be reasonable. That to me. And the other thing that somebody else suggested was, why don't we charge pedestrians, all those tourists that throng Times Square.
Put up a toll booth at every corner?
Yes, absolutely. And if they give them magnetic tickets, you know, when you come to New York, you buy one when you get off at the railway station, at the railroad station. And that way, and if you walk into Times Square, then you just, it goes beep, 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 like a metro card or something of that nature.
Maliki, after 9/11, they had closed the Holland Tunnel getting into Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
And they stopped private cars going below 59th Street.
Yeah.
traffic never moved this fast below 59th Street when it was just cabs and for-hire vehicles and trucks making the deliveries. Kumbaya, everybody was happy, and then it stopped. So you're not too far off.
Well, they do it in London. They do it in Singapore. You cannot get into those metropolitan areas unless you have that permit. Mm. And it seems to me reasonable, except for, as I say, taxi cabs and for hire vehicles and buses and so on. And it, I think that would be a reasonable kind of a solution
but,
to
but
that.
But, Dave, this is all part of the city plan, to make it so miserable in New York, and then the only option will be is to tax people with civilian cars coming into Midtown, which Bloomberg wanted many years ago. So he couldn't get it through legislation, but now they've made the city so miserable, they might get it.
And they're expanding City Bike. It's not going to be traffic only in Manhattan. Astoria, Harlem, Crown Heights, they're going to have city bike lanes on almost every street come the end of next year. The slower traffic goes, theoretically, the less people will get hurt by vehicles. The less people will die, the slower the vehicles go.
But then you have unhealthy air because things are spewing crap into the air, and we're and New York is not a very healthy place to be at the best of times now.
The mayor this week said that Vision Zero has just begun. We've just gotten started. There's going to be a lot more where that came from. Now, since January, there have been 204 deaths in New York City. And for the same period last year, there were 209. If you go back a year before that in, let's see, there were 249 people who died the year before that.
And automobile accidents?
In fiscal 2016, 236 people died in traffic accidents.
I think that's pedestrians.
Compared to 249 the prior year and 285 in 2014. So it's helped a little. I guess if the miles per hour is zero, nobody will get nobody will get hurt by a car.
Well, I guess that's it. They're, you know, I'll tell you one thing about these cars they added.
Maybe that's what Vision Zero is. Get down to 0 miles an hour.
Zero.
Perfect.
Vision.
I just figured it out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Vision Zero. I think the fact that they've added, the taxi commission has added roughly 43,000 vehicles in 3 years, and a lot of these TNC drivers are using handheld app devices to pick up calls. I don't see a lot of big safety benefit in that mix right there. Not to mention we can't breathe anymore, but what does that matter?
Well, it's funny you say that, Mike, because I want to thank James Donahue for sending me this story. Traffic deaths in the United States in 2015. It was just released. 38,300. 4.4 million injuries resulted in medical conditions from vehicle accidents. The number of deaths rose 8% from 2014. It hasn't been this high, hasn't jumped this high in over 50 years. So cars are being made safer. Technology is making everything safer. What do you attribute it to? I know what I attribute it to.
Cheap gas.
Well, that's one thing. But another thing is distracted driving.
A day doesn't go by.
I look to my right, this guy is texting in slow traffic. I look to my left, somebody's holding the phone to their ear. Okay?
Yeah.
I've seen people drive with their legs while they're using two hands on their telephone. I've seen all kinds of crazy things. For those of you old listeners, I was looking in my rearview mirror in stop-and-go traffic on the George Washington Bridge, and a woman in a Mercedes behind me, I see her texting. She's texting and texting, and sure enough, the next time I had to stop, she hits me in the back. Oh. We get out of the car, and what is the first thing she say? Oh, I'm sorry, I fell asleep behind the wheel. I said, no, you didn't. I saw you texting. She was an attorney. She knew what to say.
Yeah.
So distracted driving kills.
Yeah.
People have to stop using their cell phones. And somebody had recommended some type of jammer. When you're in any car, you can't use your cell phone. It's that simple. Yeah. You just can't use it.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing with the texting is It's becoming like the new crack pipe. And at least when these people are running around smoking crack, they weren't slamming into my cab. And now you have these people who are just literally addicted to these devices. And I've seen so many, especially on the Van Wyck going towards Kennedy Airport, 5 o'clock, there's always a texting accident on that little merge from Grand Central to the Van Wyck to Kennedy Airport. And it's a runaway plague. And I don't know what they're going to do, but it, like you said, the lady slams into the back of you. This is going on all over the city, and it's worse than DWI now. I don't know when they're going to crack down on it.
I was asked to give a birthday shout-out to my great-niece, not my great-niece, the person who sent this to our email, Barbara Wilczewski. Happy birthday, Barbara.
Happy
birthday. See, we respond to our listeners. What could I tell you? Let's just continue, if I can figure out how to do this. The
texting while doing radio. I don't know.
Well, don't text while you're walking upstairs. You may fall.
Well, so, there's also when you have that amount of accidents and fatalities, 38,000 dead people because of automobile carelessness and hundreds of thousands of more injuries, then you have. There's always something done about it. Then we have the other thing. There's almost the same amount of people get killed by guns every year. 34,000 people every single year, and a concomitant amount of injuries. And there's about 15-20 children are killed every day with legal guns. And look at what they do, all the restrictions on automobiles and none on the bloody guns. So that's my complaint for the moment.
I wonder how many people are killed a year in England.
I think there's about 100.
100?
Yeah, and by guns, yeah. Because
in all of England, and 30,000 in the United States.
And 33,000.
And you don't see any of the bobbies carrying guns either.
No, they don't. No. Yeah. They occasionally, the special branch, will get a permit from Scotland Yard to when there's a raid on a perceived criminal dangerous activity there. And they don't carry the, and most of Europe, Australia has banned them absolutely ever since they had the one massacre. We've had about one every week, some kind of killings of people, four or more people every week in the United States. Since there's over 500,000 people been killed since 9/11 by guns alone, and it's and they won't do anything about that.
Malik, are you starting to talk about my rights to be killed by a gun? That's the Second Amendment you're touching on, all right?
I know that.
You better watch yourself. This is our country. Love it or leave it. Okay?
You have every right to kill your children when they misbehave. I mean, there's no point in letting them run around the house messing things up or coming in late, for heaven's sake.
They'll never do it again.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first caller. Dave, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave, how are you?
Okay.
Do you know who I am?
You're Dave from Comac.
Dave from Comac. Called you a number of times in the past. Not a taxi driver. Used to be a school bus driver before I had my master's degree.
You didn't shoot any kids, did you?
No. One time they were like...
Well, Dave's still young. Go ahead.
They were like, what's your name? I'm like, bus. They're like, what's your last name? I'm like, bus driver.
What can I do for you, Dave?
Anyway, I'm calling. I saw the article in the New York Post about the lovely situation with regard to causing the intentional traffic jams, and it's actually also going on in Astoria. When you get off the Grand Central by 31st Street, there's a little service road, and all of a sudden the one lane that used to be the left lane is now pedestrian plazas or pedestrian islands and a bike lane. And, you know, you talk about all these people that are dying in these bike accidents. Well, the city is without clean hands on that argument, so to speak. And then you wonder why all these people are taking off after they hit people because they're going to get arrested anyway.
Yeah.
If they stay at the scene or not. So yeah, it's so stupid. If nobody intentionally wants to hit a pedestrian, and the lighting in the city and everything else, they do nothing to make it safer for motorists.
You know, that's a good point, because I know a couple of bus drivers, I don't know what's happened lately, but 2 years ago, I think, a couple of bus drivers actually got arrested when they hit a pedestrian with a bus because they were taking a turn, and the pedestrian, I guess, is, I don't know, walking into the bus versus not walking into the bus. and there was an accident. The pedestrian got hit, and all of a sudden, the bus driver is getting locked up. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, I think the bicycles in New York City should be treated like a moving vehicle. They should be registered. They should be insured. They should have some kind of Mickey Mouse license, something, for a person operating a bicycle.
And they should pay fees.
They should pay
fees. Just like pedestrians should pay fees.
Oh, yeah, why not? Why not?
The problem with that is the cops aren't doing anything to enforce the existing law as far as the mopeds with no lights and bicycles that are breaking the law. Like, the bicycle is like, you drive it at Astoria, and the bicycle decides, even though my light is green, he's going to go and cross the street anyway. And then I got to swerve into across oncoming traffic to get go around him so I don't hit him.
Yeah, Manhattan's a lot of fun when it comes to the bicycles also, Dave. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Tom O'Connor, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Right. How we doing, David?
We're fantastical.
I got a big gripe here with the Taxi and Limousine Commission. They destroyed the traffic in the city of New York, and I think we should abandon them immediately. Somebody should make an appeal to the state due to the traffic jams that is existing. It has nothing to do with Christmas. We had Christmas for hundreds of years in the city of New York, and traffic moved a little slower, but it moved. Now it's standing still, and it's all due to all these licenses that they issued by the TLC, and Mayor de Blasio was behind it, and Goldman Sachs, and put all these higher muckers into the big business of operating car services and limousine service and taxi service. And that is where the problem lies. We got to move Mr. de Blasio out of office immediately, and the Taxi and Limousine Commission should be investigated for creating such a horrible situation in the city of New York. We're jeopardizing everybody's life in this city.
I'm going to write you in on the ballot next year, my friend.
Yeah, I think the next time we see Mayor de Blasio, I'd like to see him on the roof of City Hall and that helicopter coming to take him away, like in Saigon. That should be the next scene that should be coming out with de Blasio. But it's even worse than what you're even saying, Tom. This is specifically engineering the city so we can't move. By putting now when a truck's making a delivery, you've got the bike lane, the center medium, and then you got the truck blocking, and then on the right side you got the bus lane. We're down to one or two lanes on certain avenues to get through. It is just pure madness what's going on.
I mean,
what it's all about, unfortunately, is the people that are running our city has no idea what's going on.
Right.
You know, they have it easy. They move around. They're very accessible to what they want to do with their red lights and sirens and helicopters. So it doesn't mean anything to them.
Well, I think that to personalize any of our problems here, to attribute them to one person like de Blasio, and we're talking about a system of traffic that is totally unworkable, and it has nothing, very little to do with the person in power. Mayors come and mayors go, presidents come, gropers are thrown out of office, too, as well as everybody else, eventually. And so it seems to me that we have to look at a system, not at Mayor de Blasio. I think that it is better that he take a helicopter rather than have other traffic around him holding up the rest of the traffic. I think if our elected officials could get places faster, maybe they'll solve the problems quicker.
We can't all travel by helicopter.
Yes, we can. What's wrong with traveling?
Yes, we can.
What do you what do you have against traveling by helicopter?
Yeah.
I do it all the time. How do you think I got here tonight?
There's not enough airspace to carry us all by helicopter.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Now, let me ask something. You said gropers are thrown out of office?
Yes.
Is that something new?
Well, they get defeated too.
Nothing like concentrating on the positive, Mike.
Well, look at the groping that's going on by 57th Street and 5th Avenue right now. The whole bloody city is in a mess because of a groper in office. Groper in chief.
Yes, the
that's right. Malik is talking about the fish, the groupers.
Yeah.
That's right. Tom O'Connor, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll do the recalls after the show, but there are some people... Yeah, after the show, we'll do the recalls, and then after the commercial...
We'll head to the bar, and if you want to come up and meet us, you can hear about it.
I like it.
Has anybody seen those plastic covers over license plates? Well, what happens is some people found out certain types of plastic covers allow you to go through red lights where there are cameras, and the camera shoots a picture of the license plate, and it reflects, and they can't tell the license plate number. So it's almost a license to go through every red light in New York City where there are cameras.
And toll.
Over the past 2 years, for misplaced license plates, if there's one missing, or covered, altogether there have been 144,000 summonses. But for the last year, 42,000 tickets for the infraction of a covered license plates were written. And what's going to happen is NYPD is starting a campaign to summons anybody who has a covered license plate with any type of plastic. That's what's going to happen. It's a safety issue. If people are running red lights because they say, oh, I have this cover, I can go through that light on 42nd Street and 2nd Avenue, it's not going to happen, folks. Okay? So if you have those covers, don't be a Weisenheim. Take the covers of the license plates off. Just for having them, if the cops see them, starting very shortly, you are going to get a summons and be forced to have them removed.
And Dave,
is that
there's
an effect now?
They've been giving out summonses, but it hasn't been a complete agency program. It's going to be throughout NYPD very shortly. Now that the mayor mentioned
it. I talked to a friend of mine who owns a limousine. He said there's a special spray can that you could do the back license plates that will reflect the light when it goes off and not get the plate number. That it puts a sheen on the actual plate itself.
That's an outrage. What's the name of the thing?
And it's 1-800.
Do you have the monopoly on that stock?
Buy stock in it now.
Well, speaking of traffic, Friday, December 9th is our next gridlock alert day in New York City. That's this coming Friday.
Yay!
The next gridlock alert day. But isn't every day basically gridlock alert day
now? Every day is gridlock alert day.
What gift do you get someone for gridlock alert day? That's what I've never known what to get.
A helicopter.
A ticket.
I like it.
What can I tell you? Hereford Insurance Company wants you to know that it's a time of year for holiday parties, and that means there will be an increase in the amount of DWI drivers. Okay, let the cops take care of the drivers. But it also means that people who have been drinking will be taking taxis. So, gentlemen, ladies who drive taxis, be prepared to be more patient because there may be some people celebrating in the back seats of your cabs, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, one thing that I have noticed lately, just fairly recently I have to use this walker, and I never realized that that was something that was going to give me difficulty in taking a taxi. And one night I was down at the theater in New York, University, came out, and six taxis speeded up when they saw that I was in walker, whatever this kind of walker.
We're going to get back to Malachi McCord and his walker story when we come back from a couple of commercials. We have to pay the bills here.
Good.
Okay, but we'll talk about your experience as a disabled New Yorker, accessoride. We have more rates on the doors, the 12-hour rule, recalls, toll cheats, all this good stuff. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I think I'm Taxi Dave. All right, we're here with Mike and John and Malachi. Stay tuned for more.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Going down the line. Going down the line. Going down the line.
Show is back. We're here at the iHeartRadio studios. We're here with JFK Mike,
yes.
Don McDonough, the Captivist, Malachi McCourt, and me, Taxi Dave. Recalls. So which one is worse? The Kia recalling 72,000 2008 and 2009 Sportage vehicles. The wire harness cover may be improperly sealed, allowing for water to get onto the circuit board, which causes an increased risk of an engine compartment fire. Nissan's recalling certain 2016 Titan Diesel XD vehicles. The fuel gauge may incorrectly show that there's more gas than is actually in the gas tank, and you could be left on empty. Or Chrysler recalling 27, just there's only a few of these, 359, but it's important. 2017 Jeep Wranglers, they may have a fuel tank that has cracked or a broken control valve, resulting in a fuel leak, and you know what happens if there's an ignition source with a fuel leak, causes a fire. So which do you think is worse, gentlemen? Chrysler with the fuel leak, the diesel with the, which shows the wrong amount of gasoline in your tank, or the Kia, where you could have a short circuit and it can cause a fire.
Helicopters.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it upon the Kia because there's 72,000 of those. Okay. So everybody with your 2008 and 2009 Kias right now. Yeah, Ma. I know.
Wow.
I'm going to be sued again. Okay. I want you to face your cars towards the east, and I want you to drive those Kias into the East River.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I want to see those Kias floating. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself, but put those Kias in the East River.
You know, I just like to say, if the Kia dashboard hypothetically would catch on fire, it's Christmassy, all right? I mean, maybe for a couple of weeks it'll be okay, right?
That'd be very nice, yeah. Lots of fires on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, a little mistletoe, you know.
There's a website called nycgo.com, the big app, APP-LE, the Big Apple. And on there, it tells you all the things in New York that you can find, use apps with. Embark on New York City subways at ITRANS, NYC Subway, the New York Waterway. I mean, tons of things, museums and everything. And then they have Uber and they have Get. And what's interesting is, as far as the apps themselves go, there's no yellow arrow. There's no yellow way to ride. What's going on here? We're partners with the city. We're partners with the city. We're getting hurt worse than anybody, and we don't get a shout-out here for the apps on yellow cabs?
Yeah.
Totally unfair.
But the city should be in the forefront. They're going to advertise any app. Because we're invested in the city with medallions. It should be on the bus stops, when you get into the subway. It should be everywhere the city is allowed to advertise, or they own the property. They should be advertising, take yellow cabs. And don't be advertising these billion-dollar companies. This is ridiculous.
Right.
Now, I cut off Maliki before the commercial. So you were saying that you had your walker.
Yep.
And you were passed by some cabs.
Yes, I was. One night, and my wife, Diana, will testify to this, that six taxis speeded up when they spotted me with the walker.
They couldn't wait to pick you up, right?
I think they would have knocked me down.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so.
And did you finally get a yellow cab?
Yes, I did, yeah, finally. But again, you see, the ones that do stop, they're the most courteous, helpful to get out of the taxi and hold up my walker and put it in the back, help me in, put my feet in, and all that kind of stuff. So it's terrific.
It's nice that you tell everybody you have a walker.
Yeah.
Do you use Accessoride?
I do. I do indeed. I use Accessoride.
And how does that work? If you need a cab, tomorrow's Monday, to go to work tomorrow, what would you have to do?
Well, it's too late now. If I want to go to work tomorrow, I would have had to call before 5 o'clock today.
That's not bad, one day.
So, one day, right. So you call Accessoride. They answer the phone. They ask you, you have to, first of all, to get access to Accessoride, you have to take a physical examination, and you bring a doctor's certificate, and you go down to Maiden Lane, produce your doctor's certificate. And by the way, you can take Accessoride. They pay for the ride for you to have your interview so that you get qualified for Accessoride.
So you're qualified now.
You're qualified now, right? So then you
Have to call before 5 o'clock
Before 5 o'clock. And they give you a number, and then they say, thank you for calling Accessoride, and then they ask you for your number, and then they say, what's your phone number? You have to give all your salient information, who you are, where you're going from. Then they say, what time is your appointment? Is it a pickup or is it an appointment? They make the distinction. So you can say pickup could be 5 o'clock or appointment is at 6. But generally speaking, if it's far away, it's an hour. If it's further away than far away, it's they give you a couple of hours. So that would be it. So that is, so you give them your, now if you then have, a car will come and pick you up at a certain time, say 6 o'clock. If it doesn't arrive by 6:30, they give them a half an hour.
Right.
Then you are at liberty to call Accessoride and get a taxi authorization, and you can then get yourself a taxi or a hired car after a half an hour.
So if you call Accessoride and you have an appointment, and you're waiting out. You have to wait outside for them, correct?
If you have a phone, they will call you. They're pretty good.
And if they're more than half an hour late, you can call Accessoride, and they give you authorization to take a yellow cab or hire vehicle.
Right, exactly.
That's
fantastic. Then you get a return trip as well. So you're not supposed to take more than 25% of. You can at any time get a taxi authorization. If you don't take more than 25% of your rides as a rule. So they're pretty good, and they're not, and they don't always send those. They ask you what equipment you have, are you alone, and it costs $2.75, no matter where you're going. You cannot take authorized taxi into another borough unless it is that they are late.
Do you take yellow cabs or green cars? What show up for you?
Green ones don't show up in Manhattan. Of course, I take yellow cabs all the time.
I see. Are you allowed to take accessorite from Manhattan to Queens, for example?
You can, yes, you can go to, and you can take authorized taxi to the airport, but you can't take authorized taxi from borough to borough. You have to use accessorite, whoever they send.
I see.
Now, the one thing, this is a great point, by the way. This is what I've been saying all along. What makes me crazy, I have yet to hear anybody say they've seen any publicity for the wheelchair accessible vehicle program in a doctor's office, in a hospital emergency waiting room, anywhere in the city where logically there should be posters and signs all over the place telling people this is available. For whatever reason, there's no publicity telling people green and yellow cabs are available for people with disabilities.
Well, you have to call 311 to get a taxi with accessibility to wheelchairs or scooters and so on.
Right, but I mean from a promotional standpoint, from telling people.
Very few people know that.
Right.
You're quite right about that.
This is what makes me crazy.
Yeah.
And the other thing I touched on earlier, just a little more blabbing, is that there should be pick-up and drop-off zones in the city, specifically with that wheelchair logo, because nothing exists. I mean, you could probably fill us in on that. There's no real specific.
There's nothing, no.
There's nothing at all.
And I have a scooter, and I also have a wheelchair, which I don't use very much, but I have a scooter, and there's getting that off the curb and back onto a curb is a very heavy thing, so you can't be dropped off.
We need designated corners.
You have to be picked up at corners, There's no doubt about that.
Here's an email from Harold the Locksmith. It's been very obvious to me for at least a year that the city fathers don't want automobiles in Manhattan. They've made it impossible. You cannot get through the bicycle lanes with the bus lanes and the no-turn lanes. As you know, I'm a serviceman. Cutting across town in Midtown should not take an hour. It should not. I cannot do my service calls on a skateboard or a little blue bicycle. I need my truck with my tools and materials inside of it. You are our only advocate. Keep up the good work, Taxi Dave. Well, thank you, Harold. Appreciate that. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. When we come back, we'll have more with Malachy McCourt, and we'll talk about some other issues that are really bothering all drivers in New York City, especially taxi drivers. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned.
Maybe the dog is from your
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Dave is back. It's Sunday night. This is the place to be in New York City. The number one talker on Sunday nights. Hi, Steve. Hi, Jose. We'll take a couple of calls in a second. Here's an email from Abe. The Arrow app and the Curb app should be on the taxi doors with taxi rates.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I'm losing my mind with this crazy... They just have a letter T on the side of a cab door. I mean... Okay, enough with the artsy-fartsy stuff. Put the rates on the side of cab doors with the app and the curb, Arrow and the...
Way to Ride.
And Way to Ride on the doors of cabs, and put the rates on the doors of cabs, which they've had there for 70-something years.
So let me understand this. It's okay for Uber to surcharge 2 times, 2.8 times, whatever the fare is, but we can't tell people before they get in that the fare is $2.50 when they get in, or tell them about the MTA tax or the TIF tax. By the way, all taxi drivers should know, just to let you know, the taxi improvement, the TIF, they call it, the taxi improvement surcharge, the filing for the quarter, which ended September 30th, has been extended to December 9th. But people have a right to know how much they're going to pay before they get into a cab.
And Dave, it also could be done at Kennedy and LaGuardia. When they hand out the receipts to every passenger that gets in there with your medallion number, it should be on that sheet. While you're in the city, download this app for free and stick with yellow cabs your whole time here. And that would be proactive by the city so they can advertise as soon as the tourists hit town. They're getting the ad right in their hand along with the medallion number as they're heading into Manhattan, and they can do it in the cab. They can download it on the way in.
Numbers are universal. They don't have to be in different languages, right? They can just numbers are universal. Yeah. What you see in numbers are going to be on the meter. Why can't we have that done? I don't understand.
Well, one other thing about the Access a Ride, which I forgot to mention, was you have to get a receipt from the driver, and then you send it into Access a Ride in 130 Livingston Street.
And they pay you the next day, right?
Sure they do, yeah. 1 year later. No, it's about 6 weeks for reimbursement. That's why
I wonder how many people don't make it from the time they put in the receipt to the time they
get. You have to put your number, your authorized number, and your name and address on the back of the receipt.
Gladys, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Gladys, going once, going twice. Okay, if you are a toll cheat, your registration is going to be suspended. Right now, the state is losing about $16 million a year. People that don't have Easy Pass, who don't pay in cash, they just blow by whatever they blow by the tolls. Now, so far, they started cracking down slowly. The DMV, that's the Department of Motor Vehicles, has sent out 920 notices of suspension to New Yorkers who have not paid tolls 5 times in the last 18 months. 450 of them have already had their registration suspended. 195 have paid their tolls and penalties, and 45 have requested hearings. Hey, what do you say? Well, I didn't pay it's five times because what? I don't know. But I take the Tappan Zee Bridge a lot now. They're building a new one, which is going to cost $4 billion. The toll's only $5 there. It seems like a bargain. And they're losing $5,000 a day. That means 1,000 cars just don't pay. They don't have Easy Pass. They don't do anything. But now that it's all cameras, if they do it five times, they're going to have their registration suspended. So, folks, if you were a toll runner, it's time to...
This is the new version of
fess up, Chad.
This is the new version of jumping the turnstile.
Yeah,
that's
take
right.
Take a helicopter.
Oh, here we go.
I like that.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Yeah. Helicopters for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Why not?
Well, angels have wings, right?
Look, Trump is president. Anything is possible.
There we are. That's Trump, the groper.
There you go. Talking about.
Hey, should we be talking about? You'll be speaking French very shortly.
Ooh, yeah, so will you, and so will Mike. We had French TV in the studios last week. John, why don't you tell everyone what's
going to
be
happening? Yeah, I had them in the cab. It's going to be airing in France on December 23rd, and they're doing voiceovers for the filming here in the radio station in the cab. And when I took them around, I took them down to the Statue of Liberty, and I begged the French people to take the Statue of Liberty away before Trump turns it into Marie Le Pen, and that if any tourists that come into New York City, like De Gaulle was the resistance against the Nazis in France, the yellow cab drivers will be the resistance against Trump. So I said, join the resistance when you come to New York City, take a yellow cab. So I did my bit. Now, if that's ever going to air, I doubt it, but I gave it a shot.
Wow. That makes my head hurt.
How many people are going to be watching this in France?
33 million people. And then it said it's going to air on France 24, which goes out to all their former colonies, in France. In Africa and all around the world. So it could be up near 100 million people.
You have Irish
people
on your mind. Connelly.
I know.
You know, there's a joke here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Three Irishmen and a Jew walk into a radio studio. I don't know what happened.
And the ratings go down.
But last week, if
three
you
three Irishmen pass a bar.
No chance of that.
That'll go in the book.
That's it.
If you listen to the Taxi Dave show last week, what you heard is going to be seen and heard by 33 million people in France. Wow.
Oh. Dynamite!
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And I'm going to change my stage name. I'm going to call myself Jacques Toutet.
From a few emails came in about a previous show where we talked about medical insurance coverage that drivers and others, anyone can get that qualifies for Obamacare, etc. AMGMedicalGroup.com. That's AMGMedicalGroup.com. Or you can call them at 877-AMG-1027. I wanted to get it out there because a lot of people missed it, and they did question it and have been questioning it as well. So, Mr. Malachy McCord, it's not every day I get to have someone that I respect on this show. Sorry, guys. But I went to Stuyvesant High School, and one of my teachers was Frank McCord. And I was amazed when he came out with the number one bestseller, Angela's Ashes. He wrote a number of books, and that book was turned into a movie. Now, you are an accomplished author yourself.
I don't know about being accomplished, David, but people have said, you know, you wrote up, you got to write books because you're hanging on to your brother's coattails. You're damn right I am.
Yeah.
And any coattail you can get, you should bloody well. That's what life is all about.
Yep.
Hang on to any coattail you can get. So I've written 9 books. And
What's the new book called?
The new book is called Death Need Not Be Fatal. And that is the lighter aspects of death. Because in Ireland, people do die, but here, you know...
We made news here, folks.
Yes, that's it. But they don't die here. They pass away, they're gone, no longer with us, with the Lord, at peace, they're deceased. And, you know, speaking of traffic, you get a ticket if you die on the road here. Because if you look at the signs, it says, no passing.
Right.
They give you a ticket if you do, so don't do it. So anyway, by Hachette is the name of the publisher, and death need not be fatal. And this is the first time I think I've talked about it. I've talked on BAI, John, haven't I, about it?
Oh, my God.
When is the book coming out?
Yeah, no, of course.
The book will be probably about March, I would think, just to celebrate St. Maywin Suckett's Day.
Well, we'll have you on before that comes out. What was your last book?
The last book was History of Ireland. And then I had, first one was a monk swimming. That was because I mistook the Catholic prayer. I misheard it. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou, amongst women. And when I was a kid, I thought it said a monk swimming. So that's why I called it that. And then singing my hymn song. So I got to write a number of books, and all due to my brother Frank. That was it.
Frank was a wonderful teacher at Stuyvesant High School, I have to tell you.
And there was a school named after him here in Manhattan now, up on 84th Street.
That's
the Frank School, McCourt School.
While he was alive, right?
No. He said he always complained about that they never named schools after teachers, but they did fine. After, of course, he would be vastly amused if he'd known they were.
And infamous Malachi McCourt, JFK Mike, John McDonough, all you listeners, thank you all for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights here at the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. I gotta go now. Hey, taxi, take me to the pub.
This has been a podcast from WOR.